It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're going to start the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation today. And so please that you open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 17. We'll begin there. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send a card or a letter to us, we would love to have it. Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many studies, some of them from the radio programs, the Sunday message, our Constitution, the plan of salvation, many things are there. So please that you would check out that website and use it as a means of bringing people to the Lord Jesus and growing yourself. Please that you would do that. And now that you have had an opportunity to open your Bibles, and we'll prepare the study today, and let's begin to read now. We're going to read down through the seventh verse. There came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the mother of the harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The angel said unto me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. Now we're going to stop reading there. We very well may get into that eighth verse today, but let's begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this time. It is wonderful to open your precious word and to be able to study it, look at it, search it, be led by you as the Spirit of God directs us and leads us through each day. Please that we enjoy and will be strengthened and will grow from your word, from your study today. And we know every time that we open your word and we read it, it never will go void. It's always has a purpose and always will be a blessing to us. We ask, Father, that today in reading this, that we're in the middle of the tribulation or getting towards the end of the tribulation period, the seven-year tribulation, and no one that is alive today needs to go into this time, because if they would just come by faith to Jesus and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will not have to go through this time. They just don't need to. They won't. The church is raptured, is taken away before this takes place. Very clear. The scripture is very clear about that. And so please, that if you're listening today, today is the day of salvation. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary so that you can live. Please believe that Jesus died for you and took your sins away. Just believe that and begin that wonderful walk. Holy Spirit will come into your heart and you'll know it to be true. But you got to come by faith. So just believe today. Please come by faith and believe. Speak to hearts now, Father, as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, this 17th verse, or 17th chapter, we just continue to be more and more made aware of what's going on and what's going to happen. And again, this first verse of chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon the many waters. The fall of Babylon is told back in the 14th chapter of Revelation. And under the seventh seal, or the seventh vial, I'm sorry, not the seventh seal, but the seventh vial, the judgment of this evil system takes place. In Revelation 14:8, and let's go back there, it doesn't take but a couple of pages here, Revelation 14:8, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. See what happens when you follow the old devil? And if you have not surrendered and come by faith to Jesus, there is no other way. You've got to come by faith to Jesus. There's many religions. There's many gods out there, but there's only one true God. And there's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, you can call me narrow-minded, or you can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care, because the Word of God is so clear about that. Man has drummed up and dreamed up these other gods, and they're damnable gods because there is no salvation in them, none whatsoever. And so we find here, as we read this eighth verse of chapter 14, and again, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. You become a part of her group, expect damnation to come. Expect the eternity to be spent in the lake of fire because you have chosen to neglect. You've chosen not to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Please come. From the 14th chapter, verse 8, to the end of that chapter, it takes place after the pouring out of this seventh vial. This helps us to understand this book. You see, Babylon, her character, her relationship to the beast, her relationship to the kings of the earth, and her judgment, all is given in the next two chapters, chapter 17 and chapter 18. This does not follow on from the seventh vial. This fills in to give us a greater understanding. I hope that you can see that. The devil is a master counterfeiter. He is a fake. He is a phony. He is evil. He mimics. And my, do we have many little demons around today. Many people are filled with demons. They can't tell the truth if their life depended upon it. The only thing they know how to do is tell a lie. Their thinking is all messed up. And you see, there is no wisdom. There is no understanding apart from God. And so if you have chosen some other god, some other means of salvation, and you worship some other god, then you will have no common sense. You will have no understanding, because it only comes through Jehovah, the true God, and that is given to us through Jesus Christ. The devil's a master counterfeiter. Again, he is fake, he is phony, there is nothing real about him. He's real, all right, but in what he tells and teaches is deceiving and deception. Everything that God, the Father, Jehovah does, everything that Jesus does is good. Now, I'm going to show you how that this devil is such a mimic. Because, you see, God the Father has a trinity. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three individual persons, yet one. Well, the devil has the same. The devil's is the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. God calls and ordains preachers to preach the Word of God. So does the devil. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. They'll get their just reward, is what that is saying. And my, do we have so many folks being deceived today. They're leaving the old fundamental churches that stay with the King James Bible and sing those beautiful old hymns, and they're going with the new music, and they're leaving the King James for other versions, and they are being deceived. That is a watered down word, and when you have the watered down word, it's not long that your stand for our God is watered down, diluted, and it's not long that you're being deceived, and you move with every wind of doctrine when you are not taught according to the Word of God. So please, I ask that you stay. If you've left the King James, go back to it. If you've left a good, solid, fundamental church that stood for the Word, but you kind of wanted something a little more active, and, oh, you wanted something that the kids really enjoyed, my friend, you teach your children the Word of God through the King James, and don't let these youth groups that tickle the fancy of our children, because they're being literally led and taken away from the truth, the Word of God, by all these activities and by the music and this the Christian rock and the music today is Satan loves it. Satan loves it. Why do you think the children that have not surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, why do you think they all come and love it? It's not because you're winning them over. It's because it's the devil's music. Oh, you may have colored with a few words that are supposed to be religious, but it's the devil's music. And so please understand, there's a Trinity in both. God calls and ordains preachers, and so does the devil, and we just read that. There are two women in Revelation, the mother of righteousness and purity. Now, we had that back in Revelation chapter 12. I hope that you've been here through the whole study. But Revelation chapter 12, we find the mother of righteousness and purity. And the other is unrighteous, the mother of harlots and abominations. And we find that here in Revelation 17. Both are mothers. The first brought forth a son, Revelation 12:5. The second is the mother of harlots, Revelation 17:5. And unto her forehead was, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. If you don't know Jesus, that's who you're following. If you don't know Jesus, that's who you're following. Beautifully dressed, the first in Revelation 12:1 is clothed with the sun. Her clothing is the light from heaven. But the second, Revelation 17:4, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. She's arrayed with purple and scarlet colors, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. All her clothes, all her jewels, everything is earthly. And my, today, do we dress ourselves up instead of looking the way that the Lord would be pleased with us. We adorn ourselves with the things of this earth. We find that that's exactly what this second, the mother of harlots, that's what they do. The first woman has the moon under her feet. The second hath rule over the kings of the earth. Rule over the kings of the earth. Verse 2 in verse chapter 17, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, hath rule over the kings. Both held a great place in the world. The first we find is built, and the power, the strength is someone of nobility, and someone that is mighty and is strong. And through the word, our God is presented to us as masculine, as strong. The second is just the opposite, very feminine, very impure. The first has upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The second, upon her head the name of the destroyer, and is drunk with the blood of the saints and the prophets. The first takes her place in heaven. The second will take her place in eternal ruin in hell. The first, in chapter 12 of Revelation, gives the picture of Israel bringing forth the man-child. Salvation is of the Jews. And Jesus came forth of Israel. Now the second, the mother of harlots, back in chapter 17, verse 4, once again we've read that, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having the golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. She's the great harlot. He's wearing on her head the mother of harlots. In God's word, this word harlots is a debauched worship, idolatry, false devotion. When the people worship as God that which is not God, but of God of their own making, people give their hearts to idols. They set up their own systems of religion or of doctrine. The scripture calls it whoredom, adultery, fornication. I have some verses of scripture here that I would like to go back and look up and read. We're going to find the first back in the book of Jeremiah, the Old Testament. Let's see if we can find Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6. The Lord said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. Verse 8. And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away, given her a bill of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass, through the lightness of her whoredom, that she had defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stalks. Let's look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel Find Ezekiel chapter 16. Ezekiel 16:32. But as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. Now, spiritually, that's exactly what Israel did. Israel started to serve other gods. They carved idols out of trees. They chiseled idols in stone. They began to worship the sun and the moon. They worshiped so many of the gods. And God says, I am God. You worship me and you worship me only. And that has never changed. And today, we have so many gods that are worshipped, and there's only one true God. And if you've gotten mixed up in some of these other religions and have been fooled or been duped, I ask that you will awaken and be back and repent and turn back to the Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 2, verse 22. Revelation chapter 2, verse 22. And behold, I will cast her into bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. That's with the church of Thyatira. There was the Nicolaitans. And there was Balaam. There was so much in that church. And that is one of the seven churches. That's the fourth of the seven churches that is spoke of in Revelation. We're in the church age today of Laodicea. The first and greatest commandment you'll find in Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and 30. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That should be the desire of our heart as believers. This woman in Revelation 17 has turned the hearts of kings and multitudes of peoples to the gods other than Jehovah, other than the Lord Jesus Christ. By the devil's deception, he has won over multitudes. And we see that today, where people have left the Word of God. Oh, they still have their Bibles, they still carry their Bibles. But they have changed the doctrines of the Word. They've changed it to fit themselves. Please, please don't waste any more time. Time is precious. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you are born again, but you've been deceived by this great deceiver, and you've went another course, you've went another way, and you love to have your ears tickled, and you love the music, oh, you can tap your foot and dance a little bit. My dear friend, I want you to look at the heart of God, because God is so sad. He's so sad at all the cults that are out there today. It's no different than the days when Israel went the way of the whore. That's the way it is today. please look back. You want to know why this country's in the mess it's in today? It's because this country has went by the way of the whore instead of standing for God, for Jehovah, followed him and served him. They've went another way. And we're facing God's judgment because of it. This nation needs to repent, needs to turn back to God if we expect to be blessed by God again. And we must, as you hear me say many times, we must stand with the nation of Israel. If we turn our backs on the nation of Israel, and it appears today that we're doing that, we will truly see the judging hand of God upon this nation. And we haven't seen anything yet. If the leaders of our nation turn their back on Israel, they've turned their back on God, and so it just seems proper that they're going to turn their back on Israel too. So they need to repent and turn to God, and then the nation of Israel will be taken care of. She is the mother of isms. She is the mother of false religions. My, do we have so many today. Some of them are just totally opposite to the Word of God, and others are just like the Word of God. You see, the devil is so slick. Every book, every Bible that has been changed, that have changed the truth of God's Word, everyone is led by the mother of harlots. You want to know where I stand? I think it's pretty clear. Get back that old King James Bible. Get your note. Oh, it's too hard to read. It's not too hard to read. It's beautiful to read. It's beautiful to study. There's nobody that has more difficulty reading than I do. But the Word of God is so simple. It's such a joy to read. Don't pollute it and dilute it and take the power of God away because you want to read it like a novel. It's the Word of God. It's holy. It's precious. Stand on it. Look to it. As we look at where this mother of harlots, when it started coming out, I mean, the devil and his means and ways, but he established an organized religion. And we're going to look at this as we see these words. And it begins back in the 10th and 11th chapter of Genesis. That's where we find the beginning of the kingdom of Nimrod. Nimrod. That's the grandson of Ham. You remember Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Noah's sons? Remember when the flood came, that's all that listened to the Word of God was the three sons of Noah and their wives? We have the Tower of Babylon. We have the land of Shinar. We have many activities going on. Nimrod means rebellious panther. Without question, he is a forerunner of the Antichrist. Now, we're going to spend some time on this again next time we come together, because I want you to see what was going on back in the 10th and the 11th chapter of Genesis. The old devil hasn't just come onto the scene. He's been trying to destroy God's people and God's Word from the time that he fell. He's tried to make himself as God, and he sure has won over many, many to follow him and take his ways. I ask you that you turn from his wicked ways. Turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Be saved. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?